Sinatra and Torme, where all the big bands play.
The place where swing was born, the home of Lena Horne.
1130 in New York.
A Gershwin tune or two, with words like I love you.
A Tony Bennett thing,
or maybe Natto Bing.
1130 in New York. A Richard Rodgers song, oh, it's been far too long.
W-N-E-W.
1130 in New York.
Listen to the music, it will make you smile. On 1130 on the radio dial. W-N-E-W in New York.
W-N-E-W-A-M, let's see who's on the phone. Jim Harlan.
Mark, it occurred to me, listening to those jingles over the last couple of days, that if we played them over the last 4 or 5 years, it might have helped.
Yeah, we might have been off a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, listen, I'm not going to ask you what the last song will be.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Mine was guessed yesterday by somebody at the table over at Mickey Mantle's off the air.
Well, now, see, you don't know. Even when you hear the last song, it might not be the last song because you have to listen to the end of it. Because maybe I'll play another song after the last song.
You never know.
And then maybe there'll be a third song. You never know.
You never know. We have to keep them hanging on. Yeah, but you had a great show. Great day today, by the way.
Yes, it was a long and interesting day here.
We had so many people who called in, everybody from the governor and Mayor Koch, but people from literally all over the country, singing stars that have been part of the station for years and years called in. And it was really it was really something, because they felt a piece of themselves belonging to the station and obviously to the music. The music will live on, though. We all know that.
Well, it's a sad occasion, but it's also a historic occasion, the end of WNEW, 20 minutes left.
Well, you know what, Mark? When I went on the air this morning, I said that it's kind of a celebration, because anytime you have a show, or a radio station for that matter, the last 58 years, continuously, you can't do that. It's never been done on Broadway, or in the movie, or on television or anything. Then I think you have a success.
Yeah.
So a success is something to build on.
Well, it's an amazing day, and I'm glad you were here for the final few moments of WNEWAM.
Well, listen, Mark, thank you for, first of all, it's been great working with you. And thank you for letting me come on in the last hour. And I think that we'll all meet again, in that great NEW, wherever it is in the sky.
All
or
right.
On the airwaves.
Well, we'll see each other soon.
We definitely will. And I know that you are planning a wonderful trip. And call me when you get back.
I will. Jim Harlan, thanks for being with us.
Take care, Mark, and everybody who's out there. That are listening for the last few moments of the radio station. The music is yours. It belongs to you. Not to us, but it belongs to you. And as long as you support it, it'll live forever.
Well, Jim Harlan, thanks for those words.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now, we switch back now, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like Marcus Welby here to the sickbed of Ted Brown.
Let me tell you something, friend. You're the greatest thing that happened to WNEW in the last 5 years, that's for sure.
Well, let me explain. Ted Brown was going to be here for the last hour. I mean, what
don't
more?
Don't get embarrassed because somebody just complimented
No,
you.
I appreciate the compliment. But what more perfect choice for the last hour? But he's sick, and that's why he couldn't make it.
That's right.
Your doctor told you today you couldn't come, so that's why he's actually in a sick bed right now.
That's right.
Reaching out telephonically to be one of the last voices on the station.
And I would like to just recommend something to anybody who ever gets in this position, where you're sick in bed and you've been working for 30 years, 35 years at a radio station, and it's the last day, they're going off in 10 minutes. Just call your druggist and get NyQuil.
Yeah.
Boy, it'll do the trick for you.
Yeah.
Listen, you've done a hell of a show, but then again, you do it every day, so and you've got a sense of humor, and you know your music, and you're a bachelor, and you're rich, and what else is there? You've got nothing but copper.
Well,
copper
let me list. How much time do we have? I'll list things for the next 10 minutes. No, what I was going to say, though, is did you ever, in all the years you've been here, and it's many, many years, think, if the station were to go off the air, if it were actually to end, what would I say at the end?
Yes, I thought, one of the truth, I thought of something yesterday, and I somehow lost it. I don't know why. But I really, you know, I was, if you want to talk to me, you're talking about somebody who went through a period that was a brilliant period, and it's a very personal thing because I don't know that anybody can understand what it was like. The last 10 years here were not as great as the first 10 years.
Yeah.
And people like you. Now you're just a talent, man, and you do great shows. And we had the best. We had the best morning show. We had the best drive time guy. We had the best man in the ballroom. We had guys who lived this thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even a job, in a sense, because we did things off this job that because of NEW, that's why we worked in commercials. At one time when I was here, I was like the third top guy in commercials, but not because I was that great, because I was exposed. People listened to this station. I couldn't walk into an agency, they didn't say, I heard the show, or I heard Willie, or I heard something. Everybody listened to WNEW.
Yeah.
And your quality of show was the same quality we had every day from top to bottom. And the people have always been loyal. That's one thing about them. They've just been loyal people. And they have been loyal to the people on the air, the station, and we thank them. I do, anyway.
There were other stations back then, of course.
Sure.
There were many that played this music and were big stations, but never, ever established themselves.
No. By the way, I heard you say something that's so true, that you never can take the audience with you. You know? Martin Block was the greatest. He owned the city, right?
Yeah.
And then he felt he was dissatisfied with NEW and wanted to go to ABC. And he went to ABC and never made it.
Now, why? Jim Little, I think, said before that he was released from his contract.
He evidently wanted to go, though.
Oh, yeah. And but what was the reason that he wanted to leave?
I don't know. Some little perk, you know.
Yeah.
It's an ego thing with him. Maybe that guy there was going to pay him off in golf clubs. He loved golf.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he was not, he was a very warm, intimate-sounding fellow on the air, but he was not a warm,
no.
gracious guy off
no,
the air.
No, he wasn't at all. You don't have to be. There's nothing says that you're a bad person if you're not going to be, you know, and envelop everyone around you. So he had his own thing, and he did it. I did the Burt Park show with Burt for, what, how many years on television?
Yeah.
And, you know, Burt was not, the show's over, he's in his car on his way to Connecticut before I got off stage.
Huh.
And
well,
he couldn't care less about anything else, you know?
But it's interesting. Martin Block was the very first disc jockey. He was the first person to speak conversationally
That's
on the radio.
Right. I don't know. Did he come before Godfrey?
Oh, sure he did.
Oh, then he was the first.
Yeah, and then, I guess, Gene Rayburn and...
Steve Finch.
Was it Lasculli first?
Yeah, Lasculli first, but not for long.
I guess Rayburn and Lasculli, they were the first morning team ever, and they were really the first controversial, like, shock jocks. You know, they
yeah,
were the first to get censored a little.
Right. I'd like to say something, too, about... I don't think anybody's mentioned, and I wish he had been on the air... The Giants have been with us for, what, 30-some years?
32 years.
And the Mara family, and Wellington Mara especially, has been a marvelous gentleman. And he's good to his word, and he was always gentle whenever he had to tell you something that he didn't want to, that you did wrong, you know. And I tell you, I've always enjoyed Sundays. Sunday morning to go to see a Giant game is just about as good as it gets, you know.
Yeah.
And they've always been gentlemen with WNEW, and those two Super Bowl wins were brilliant, dreams fulfilled, and I know I personally thank them, and I know everybody else does, too.
Do you also remember certain people that came by to visit you in the station? I'm looking in the WNEW book, our anniversary book. Here's a picture of you with Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. I went to the picture with Judy Garland was taken in London, And I went with her to do a interview for a Mother's Day show we wanted to put on with Liza. And that was, we had about 100 people from the press there, and they all got about a minute and a half. I was next to last, and Freddie Robbins was last. And I had just told her that when I grew up, I wanted to marry her, and I bought a clarinet to form a band and you know, go to Hollywood and meet her. And I used to climb a tree at Robin Hood Dell to hear her singing. She just put her head back and roared with laughter, and there was a guy with a camera who took the picture. But it's a sad thing, because when everybody left that room, she was alone. She was a lonely person.
You know, we have less than 5 minutes left, just a few minutes left.
I can't believe that we have less than 5 minutes, and NEW will not be on the air again.
This is the very end.
God almighty.
I have the WNEW book in my hand, and in it they have what was on the very first broadcast on WNEW.
What does it say?
The very first day at 9 o'clock, President Franklin Roosevelt pressed a button in the White House that turned on the station. Then they had Yvonne D'Arel sing the Star-Spangled Banner. The governor of New Jersey delivered an address of welcome.
Governor of New Jersey?
Yeah, his name was A. Harry Moore. And then a musical review followed with the choruses and mountaineers and harmony groups.
This was NEW?
Yeah.
How about that? God.
The original signal came from Wayne, New Jersey. And people may not remember this. WNEW was at 1250 on the dial originally.
I didn't know that.
And later moved to 1130.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a tear shed every now and then around here in just about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's a great loss. And I really don't believe things like this should happen, but they do. And you just have to take it. It's a hard thing to take, but you've got to do it, that's all. And I feel very privileged that I was here during the times with John Van Buren Sullivan and Bernice Judas and all those great guys on the air, and especially Willie. Willie was my friend. And
you know, I'm looking in the book here. There's a picture of William B. with his arm around Nat King Cole.
Yeah. He was something, I tell you.
Here's a picture of Willie and Frank Sinatra.
He loved that kid of his, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was great.
Mm.
Hey, listen. Let's thank you and everybody else for a hell of a show today. And I hope that the people who have listened have a certain camaraderie with the people they've been listening to for the past 50 some years.
50 years.
And we certainly enjoyed doing it. And I'm sure they're going to miss it too. But well. Where are you going to go next, huh?
To dinner. And am I
do me a favor, will
starving,
you, Mark?
Yes.
Will you just invite me to your wedding?
There's not a human being listening who's going to live that long.
God love you.
Well, I thank you for being with us. I think it's...
No, I thank you. And hey, everybody, have a good cry tonight, will you?
Go ahead. All right. Ted Brown, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're almost at the final recording that we should play. I tell you what, before we get to that, these are just a bunch of jingles that the station has played through the years. Let's just throw a bunch of them on.
WNEW, Sinatra and Tormé, where all the big bands play.
The place where swing was born, the home of Lena Horne.
1130 in New York.
Gershwin 202 with words like I love you,
a Tony Bennett thing,
or maybe Gatto Bing.
1130 in New York, a Richard Rodgers song. Oh, it's been far too long.
WNEW
1130.
Anytime, any place. N-E-W.
Last chance to listen to WNEW. There'll never be another radio station like WNEW AM 1130.
There's only one WNEW 1130 in New York.
Funny that rainy day is here. Sunny day. So keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when. Some sunny day. Song. We'll meet meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Mutual News, a victory for former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, a setback for Independent Counsel Lawrence Walsh.